Are you ready to play 60?
I was rooting for you guys.
You brought your giant size appetite.
That's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants return home this weekend to take on the Atlanta Falcons. We've got a great show lined up for you. We'll look back at the Giants in the 1950s, plus how well do his teammates know him? We'll focus on JPP. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds of the Giants win in Washington, brought to you by Bose.
Let's go take it.
Don't give nothing.
Let's go get it.
Hey, we 2-2 after the day, man. Let's do it.
Make
sure we expect it. Uh-huh. Make sure we see the win.
Tell them.
Expect the win.
Believe it.
Visualize the win.
It's there.
And we'll win it.
Take that.
Let's go, baby. Big Blue on three. 1, 2, 3.
Big Blue.
Cousins out of the shotgun set. Two receivers left. One split right. Takes the snap, he's back to throw. He looks left, he gets sacked, he fumbles the ball, it's loose on the ground. And I think the Giants have it, they do. Mathias Chiwanuka gets the sack, forces the fumble. Five receivers set, three to the right. Manning back to throw into the end zone, and a leaping catch is made for the touchdown. It's Larry Donnell again.
We gotta teach you how to call.
Manning calls out signal. Donnell split right. Manning back to throw. He lobs one right for Donnell, who makes the catch for the touchdown. Larry Donnell with three touchdown catches in the first half.
Thank you.
Hey, now it's time to give you all the ball back. Drink your Gatorade. Watch this.
Cousins out of a shotgun. Haluda is left. Cousins takes the snap. Looking left, throwing left. He's got his tight end, Paulson. He
fumbled.
Gets tackled, fumbled the football. And the Giants have it. Yes, they do. Paulson coughed it up, and the Giants get it. Wow, what a play by Tremaine McBride. McClain stood him up, and McBride robbed him.
Get him!
We needed that one.
Hynoski comes set in the eye. Manning the throw. Fires one right into the end zone. Touchdown. Daniel Fells on the play fake.
Nice job.
Good day to be a tight end, huh? Good day to be a tight end.
Daniel's getting jealous. Yeah, hey, you were getting jealous. You had to go get with yourself.
Hey, thank you, brother. Hey, come in. Thank you for that. Yeah. Hey, I thought you were going to take it back to the house while you was running. Somebody tell Kirk to throw me one. Somebody go tell Kirk to throw me one.
Second and 11 for the 24. Cousins back to throw. Sidearm one right. Intercepted. It right to the defender, and the Giants get their third interception. McBride with the pick.
Hey, Drew! And you caught it!
Manning back to throw. He's gonna run it. Eli's gonna walk in for the touchdown. He dropped back to pass. Nobody was open. And Eli Manning runs it in from a yard out.
Eli Manning!
Speed kills, man. Easy.
You gotta get some ladders, man.
Hey, speed.
Almost.
It is over. The Giants knocked out the Redskins tonight.
Those are this week's Sights and Sounds brought to you by Bose. As we continue to celebrate 90 seasons of New York Giants football, when we come back, a look at a golden era, the 1950s, as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, we've moved inside, just outside of the Giants cafeteria. And wherever you go in this building, there are signs of the Giants' illustrious history as we continue our 90-year celebration of the New York Giants. And one of the golden eras in Giants history, the 1950s. In 1956, the Giants began playing their games in historic Yankee Stadium, and the players could not have been more pleased.
There was nothing like playing at Yankee Stadium. I mean, it was like playing in a Hall of Fame.
In their inaugural season at Yankee Stadium, New York would advance to the NFL championship game against the Chicago Bears in a sneakers game sequel.
And Triplett's blast 20 yards down to the 2-yard line. All those pretty white sneakers.
We had a magical season and wound up beating the Chicago Bears for the NFL championship 47-7 in Yankee Stadium. And to win the championship in New York was something very special, too.
The 40-point drubbing gave the Giants their first championship in 18 years, and it marked the emergence of a new era of big blue defensive dominance.
In 56, I think the key to our great year was our defense.
Today you will play pro football, riding on Sam Huff's back. We've wired him for sound with a tiny transistorized radio transmitter.
What do you do that for, 88? You do that one more time, 88, I'm going to sock you one. Don't do that. You run again, you'll get a broken nose. Don't do that. Hit me on the chin with your elbow.
Sam Huff, Andy Robustelli, and Dick Modulesky were the core of a new defense that would dominate the league in the late 1950s. And in 1958, the New York Giants and Baltimore Colts would meet for the NFL championship in front of more than 65,000 fans at Yankee Stadium. A record national television audience tuned in and watched as the visitors bolted to a 14-3 halftime advantage. In the fourth quarter, Charlie Connerly's pass to Frank Gifford put the Giants ahead 17-14.
The amazing Giants take the lead.
But a late rally by the Colts tied the game, setting up the first sudden death overtime in NFL history. And although the Giants would eventually lose,
United States begins to Amici and the ball game is over. Alan Amici has scored the touchdown, and the Baltimore Colts are the professional football champions of the world.
The day's drama would thrust the game of football into the national spotlight.
I think it was the wise and very intelligent use of television that had helped this game pick up fans around the entire country. And all of a sudden, people were watching football more than anything they watched on television. And it became a real boost. I mean, it just grew up overnight. The people who probably recognized that growth sooner than most were the people on Madison Avenue. The entire advertising world was controlled on Madison Avenue. And they were just absolutely caught up with pro football. We did advertisements for anything and everything. we were easy, if you might say. They were streetwalkers. But it was just a magic time to be here.
Hey, Joe, are you still using that greasy kid stuff on your hair?
What else?
Vitalis. That's what else.
You ask most pro football fans who played in the championship in 1958, Baltimore, New York. Johnny Unagi, I remember him, and Charlie Connerly was a quarterback. People remember that game.
When you look back at the history of this game and the contribution that each and every one of these ball players made, it was just such a magical time. And it was a new era coming in to pro football, which made it possible for today's television and radio and everything else and bringing the fans. And now we have the number one sport in the world, pro football.
The Giants in the 1950s helped put pro football on the map. And when you think about some of the draft picks like Frank Gifford, you know that with the New York Giants, the draft has always been the lifeline to this franchise. With that said, it's time to take a look at Finding Giants.
Giants have finished off the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years.
The
philosophy that has always been practiced by the New York Giants is best player, best player, best player.
I'm getting ready to go on my big cross check into Tennessee, Louisiana, and Mississippi.
I go to every four-year college, whether they have a prospect on the list or not. Finding out the kid's family background, his personality.
How fast they are.
Have they had any incidents off the field?
Character, work ethic, his intelligence.
Who they are as a person, what they're interested in besides football.
202-202.
You may hit 60, 70 schools within a two-month time span. It's a continuous grind. It's like you just almost lose track of the days.
We're looking for football players that can contribute right away.
You find guys like that, that's what will put you over the top.
With the first pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select.
You don't want to miss Finding Giants on NFL Network. Now it's time for this week's edition of Giants Trivia with Stevie Brown.
Who holds the Giants record for most interceptions returned for a touchdown in a season? The answer coming up after the break. Dick Lynch holds the Giants record for most interceptions returned for a touchdown in a season, with three in 1963.
We thank Stevie Brown for participating in this week's edition of Giants Trivia. We welcome you back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. We've moved inside the Giants locker room here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. So how well do his teammates know him? This week's focus, JPP.
All right, Anita Marks here this week. Are how well do you know Giants player? That's right, JPP. We're going to find out how well does JPP's teammates know him? How well do you think?
I don't think they know me at all. Maybe. We'll see.
Do you know, does JPP have a middle name or not?
Pierre. Jason Pierre Paul.
Yes, everybody knows it. I'm thinking it's Paul, right?
Does JPP have a middle name?
No.
Does JPP have any hidden talent?
He can do a backflip. Several.
He still can't top David Wilson, though.
What college did he go to?
He went to USF, University of South Florida.
Does JPP have any nickname?
JPP.
Haitian Cessation and JPP. And also Boy. That's what my mom called me.
How many languages does he speak?
Well, he speaks one. You know, he speaks Haitian, and then he's trying to learn English a little bit.
At least three.
I speak three languages.
And what are they?
Creole, English, and French.
Isn't French and Creole the same thing?
No, it's not.
Okay, so three. I'll give him three.
Sap passé?
Naboulé.
What's his favorite food?
Anything that has Creole in it. Creole food. I don't know.
Spaghetti.
Oh, that's your favorite food.
Yeah, I'm saying everybody's favorite food, you know? Cornbread.
I think you said Wendy's because it's close to his house.
Chicken, but I'm not sure.
Caesar salad.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Why does everybody say that it's a lie?
I've never seen him eat a salad in my life.
What's JPP's favorite food?
Salads.
What's his favorite movie?
Scarface, probably.
Hey, Jay, what's JPP's favorite movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
Favorite movie is by Tyler Perry, Temptations.
He said that's his favorite movie?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I never would have gotten that one.
What is the most common thing he says?
You feel me? You feel me? You feel me?
Check me out. Check me out.
Most common thing he says?
Bruh. Nah, it's you feel me.
Was it a country?
No. What's his favorite pass rush move?
the Michael Strahan double swerve?
No, no. She evidently she doesn't know JPP that well. This is DeMontre Moore signing off.
Not a bad effort by JPP's Giants teammates. He's made a bunch of outstanding plays for the Giants so far this year. Time to set it to music with this week's edition of Sideline Jam. We hope you've enjoyed the latest installment of Sideline Jam. When we come back, we'll tell you about a couple Giants out in the community doing good work as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this.
What's your play 60?
This week's look at the Giants in the community is brought to you by Verizon. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants are always about giving back to the community. So Jameel McClain and Stevie Brown stopped in on a Play 60 event in Raritan, New Jersey.
You know, we came out here to Barley Sheep Elementary School. The school won the Get on the Bus Play 60 tour. So me, Jamil, we came out here, hang out with the kids for the day. You know, just have a good time.
Give yourselves a round of applause for being winners, for being amazing. And let's play 60 and have fun.
Ready? Go.
Come on, Grant.
See, look at you. Look at you.
You ready? Go.
One, two, three.
We're so excited to have players from the Giants here to help to lead clinics with our fourth graders who will be playing 60.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
It's always amazing to come out and to be active with the community, you know, as you know, myself, the Giants, and Stevie, we all believe in the same thing. We believe in the youth. We believe in the next generation. And getting the opportunity to come out here and in person tell a kid that he has to play, it touches him forever, man. So the personableness of all of this is amazing.
Touch it, touch it. Go.
Hey, Stevie. Oh, my goodness.
We got it again.
Oh, my goodness, man.
2-0. I don't lose to Jamil. I do this.
Cool.
So many kids dream of being a pro athlete one day, and to have them come and talk with them and just really share about what they did to get where they are today, I think is really, really important. It's just exciting to have such great role models for our students.
Go Giants.
Go Giants.
There you go.
I think it means a lot. They look up to them, and just to have these guys come to Barley Sheaf is amazing. They'll never forget it. Our kids will never forget this day.
For this day, we all come together for the same purpose, just to get out here, get kids to be active, you know, go out there and play, and just for a brighter future. And that's what we came together to do. That's what the NFL brought us together to do as well.
It's always hard to tell who has more fun, the kids or the Giants players at the event. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. The Giants have a little momentum going into this home game against the Atlanta Falcons, having won their last two. And offensively, over the last three games, they're showing signs of building continuity. Now, for you Giants fans, I know you've read all about the injuries on the offensive line for the Atlanta Falcons, but it won't be a walk in the park. because Matt Ryan is an accomplished quarterback and he's got big-time playmakers. But one of the tipping points in this entire game, something that you might not be paying attention to, is not offense or defense, it's special teams. The Falcons have former Bears return man Devin Hester. He's the NFL's all-time leader in returns with 20 for his career. As we saw in the Giants' home loss against Arizona, special teams are just as important. They can tip the scales. The Giants have to be sound there. That wraps it up for this week's show. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.